On the other tape, we dealt with a lot of different areas in the operation of the school, but now we're going to kind of go through the life of being a student step by step from the very first contact they have with your school. And it may not be through you. In fact, it could be with anybody. And this is what we call image control. What is the image of your school? Now, this is something that you can somewhat control, and in other areas you won't be able to control because a lot of it's going to be word of mouth. Now, I was originally going to call this advertising, and the more I thought about it, I said, well, the first contact, people see an ad, and then they call the school. And the more I thought about it, I said, well, you know, people don't always see the ads. A lot of people come from referrals. They come from reputation. They come from just hearing the name around town. They start to formulate an image. What do we mean when we talk about controlling the image? First off, understand that word of mouth advertising is the most powerful influence you're going to have. Word of mouth. Now, there's a wonderful book called Word of Mouth Advertising that talks to you about a number of strategies to help you control the word of mouth advertising that's going on out there. But understand, people will talk negatively more than they will talk positively. So if people have a bad experience with your school, they're more apt to tell more people than if they're having a good experience. People like to dig up the dirt. In addition to word of mouth, it doesn't just mean the students that have interactions at your school. It could also be the conduct of your instructors. Let's think about it. If your instructors are out closing the bars at 2 a.m. and staggering out and staggering home and chasing girls and getting in trouble, that reflects very poorly in your school. It's very incongruent. If your school is teaching self-control and discipline and respect, and your instructors are very cocky and they're out running around getting involved in trouble and conducting themselves in a very undisciplined manner, then that's going to come back to you. And I tell you, in our town, there are certainly instructors that have done that. And I've had instances where even my own black belts maybe had gotten out of hand, and I always get that back. And I tell you, by the time it gets back to me, it's already gone to a lot of other people. So you really have to control as much as you can the image of your school and how it relates to your instructors. In terms of your reputation in town, do you want to have a reputation as being the toughest fighters in town, or do you want to have a reputation as being a very contributing organization that indeed works in harmony with your community and that helps people reach their potential within? And that is something that you can control. So what I'm trying to describe to you is the areas of image control that you can have a hand in. Some things will be beyond your control, and frankly, you won't be able to please everybody. But there are some areas we can hit pretty hard. Word of mouth also is reflected as your school becomes more high profile, and we're a very high profile school. We've had a TV show that's been on air for 3 times a week for years. I tell you, when I go out and about, people know who I am. So my conduct is always scrutinized very closely. When we talk about image control, we're talking about everything from the car that you drive to the tip that you leave. And when I say car that you drive, I'm not saying that, I'm not advocating you go out and get a Mercedes-Benz or a Porsche, because that, to some people, can throw a certain image. But by the same token, you shouldn't be driven a dented up, beat up Maverick either. Try and find something that's very comfortable for you within your budget. When I say tips, you're stiffing people. I always try and leave an extra good tip, especially if it's apparent to me that they know who I am. I want to make sure that they are going to talk very good about me. And it doesn't have to mean that I'm the greatest guy in the world or that the school's the greatest thing, but I make sure that they're not going to have any ammo to attack me with. I know some schools, in fact, that reimburse their instructors for their tips. And the tip is always a minimum of a $1 tip. So if you go get a cup of coffee for 50 cents, these guys will leave a dollar with a free pass as the tip, and then the school will reimburse them for those tips. And that's a brilliant effort towards image control. You can see how it all ties in. It's not just image control with the students that you have, but what is your reputation within the community? Now, the media is the next most powerful. Word of mouth, I still give to number one, but media can control a lot of that word of mouth. We're not real high on print advertising. I never have been. I don't like to pay for an ad. Not because I'm cheap, but because I prefer to put my efforts into gaining media attention to the school. So if I put an ad in the paper that says USA Karate is the best thing that you can do for your child, and spend $500 in that ad, or I could write a press release that would generate a reporter to come out here and do an article about how USA Karate is the best thing for these kids, which do you think is going to be more powerful? The advertisement is me saying it. And there's an old rule in sales and communications that if I say it, you're not going to believe it. But if I can get you to say it, you'll believe it. So when I say in an advertisement that USA Karate is the best thing for your child, there's going to be a certain amount of skepticism. It's another ad somebody trying to get in my wallet. However, if the newspaper says USA Karate is a really top-notch school for children or for adults or for whatever reason, and that the instructors are this and that, then there is a much stronger tendency to believe it. You develop a reputation because it's got to be true. My goodness, it was in the newspaper. It strikes us as almost being an endorsement by the paper or by the television station. So we found that to be able to use the media effectively is much more powerful and a lot less expensive than any kind of print advertising or paid advertising for that matter. We have an entire videotape called How to Use the Media to Become a Karate Star in Your Town that you should definitely investigate for this area. And this is something I think most martial artists really, really neglect. I've been fortunate. I was taught by some of the very best people in the business, the martial arts media business, how to use the media and how to interact with the media, to the point where reporters actually call me just to see if anything's up or if there's anything going on that they should report about. How would you like that to happen? You're advertising, in terms of advertising, you're gonna have to do some advertising. In fact, you should do enough advertising to represent 8 to 10% of your budget. In other words, 8 to 10% of your gross should go towards advertising. That would include your Yellow Pages, that would include your, for us, our television show, or your print advertising, the printing of your flyers, anything along those lines. And every month you'd like to have 4 to 5 different little campaigns going on at the same time. Print advertising is not our forte, to be quite honest with you. A couple quick points about advertising. One, make sure that it is a very clean copy. In other words, white space is just fine. Don't feel like you've got to cram every one of your titles, every title from your school, all your benefits into a small ad. The paper is white and black. There's tons of black all over that paper. In fact, there's a lot more black than there is white. So if your ad has a little extra white in it, it can stand out, make it easier to read, and actually draw the eye towards it. Make sure that you've got a very clean and clear headline. That is a provocative headline. Something that's going to push some value buttons. A really good one's Get in Shape Without Getting Bored. Great headline. For somebody that's interested in getting in shape without getting bored, that is exactly what they're looking for, and it's there in black and white. It's a very simple headline. So make sure that the headline's very clear, very readable, and that your photograph is also shot professionally. It should not be a photograph of you fighting in some tournament and kicking somebody in the head, or one of those photographs of you kicking sky high and you got that snarl, I'm gonna kill you type of look. See, that's very good for the cover of a martial arts magazine. That's not real good in terms of trying to appeal to an audience out there who might have an interest in getting involved in karate, but they may think that you're gonna try and beat them up, or they've got a kick real high, or you've got that real pained, unhappy look on your face, and in their mind, it's because you just ripped yourself in half trying to kick that high because they can't relate to it anyway. So make sure that your photograph is of, usually it's best to have a family involved, people are smiling, they're enjoying themselves, and it's all very clean. Call to action. Make sure that your ad has a call to action. Some people call that a hook, and we say call to action, call now. First 25 callers receive a free uniform. $9.95 introductory special expires on April 30th. So there's always some sense of urgency about the advertisement that would induce them to indeed call now. We, again, use the media a lot more than print, but these are just a couple of the key points that you want to follow in the advertisement. In the book, Black Belt Management, there are a number of examples of excellent advertising that we've culled from a variety of sources. So I would recommend you check our book out for that.